Blog Talk Radio.
It's 1999, my nigga. Think about back in the day when the year was 89, little nigga on the grind, gotta get my door. My crime with two in here, steady taking my ends from my third down on the clear 99. Hitting up this graveyard shift with Ren, little wheel, big Wally and wishbone. Little Wally, high rollers, anyway, the white nigga so strong. Crazy bone, step right, take my stuff, kept a nigga on his toes in the game, missing everyday thing when you're listening to pain. Gotta make a grand at least daily, man. Them Cleveland hustlers, never no busters, look to the heartbeat of niggas from the left hook and the old school. Just talk about the scissors and peek, who fucking with true? Rest in peace, little nigga, rip the stuff that phone, little smoking no bud, cause a nigga most up calling, I'm a nigga for the time to nudge. With your guns, so run, run. Cleveland is the city where a nigga come from, slinging them
niggas that's going gun. Down up in the city town. Get them up with a thug and a nigga with the bug and the fifth rose. But the niggas don't go let them up with that party. Ways the niggas roll up the Buddha. Smoke it all up, nigga, don't stiff on the reaper. More running up on the new club with this sounds like a larger when this nigga's creeper. Pizza. But the niggas are double block with the mirror. I'm coming with them in block. I'm gonna drop on the gunshot. Fuck my stuff in the body and the bullshit stop. Whenever them trouble knock.
Glock in the 8, couple headshots to help you come out of your face. Wait,
Just admit we great. I got my first joint moving like it's 50 tape. Fuck 20,000, I done sold 50 straight. Scoop the cash, do the math, that was just my city rate. John, I've been in great. Go everywhere, hooded. You got that thing on you? I wish you did pull it. You and I'ma share bullets. Half cannons clapping, a couple finish cats stomp you out barefooted. I am more than fire. Word to my daughter's sire. You'll get your whole empire. Fix like the poor MacGyver. Or be a water diver without the scuba gear. I don't think you understand what I'ma do this year. I'ma abuse this here. Spray around, make it gram, beat it up, break it down, use it as a souvenir. You are too fake, I done left a few baits. Load the truck, roast them up, drag them through a few states. Leave you in two lakes, all the bits, cut and chop, join kick, fuck a box, you be in a suitcase. I cop it and cook, cop me a brick, cop me a whip, a crib, and got me a cook. Stop, you ain't a mobster, you shush. I don't box scrap, I cop gats, you ain't gotta watch for the hook. Look, what? You best to watch for the man, watch for the clap, watch for the clap. Have your man next to you, watch. Watching your back, watching the back, your watch will be snatched. Homeboy, I'll give you stock in a cap. Lift up the skirt and buy you some stockings to match. So Aki, relax, I'm not for the crap. The Rocky a rap, copy, I'm back.
Yo, fuck with your boy, be fan 007, man. Shout out to the whole AFM. It is Friday. Well, actually, up north is Saturday morning, 12:30. Working all night. You know what I'm saying? Those supposed to be drunk night. Tony Bro went out anyway. Excuse me. I don't know what the fuck happened. I was working, bro. Fuck that shit. But I do want to get an interview out with Danny Myers talking about O-Red versus Av. And he's going to break it down and give us his thoughts. So y'all give me a second. I'm going to get Danny on the phone. I'm going to light my spliff at the same time. And we're going to get to it. 1 second. Yo, I'm back on the line. We got Danny Myers on. Danny, what's goody, bro?
What's good? What's good, man? Before I even get into it, I just want to salute you and your whole staff. For what y'all doing for battle rap, man, for what y'all doing for the culture, because y'all don't have to do it. Even though niggas don't agree with y'all opinions all the time, I don't agree with y'all opinions all the time, and sometimes niggas say some bonehead shit. Sometimes niggas say some bonehead shit on here. That the fact is, y'all niggas is doing this for the culture, man. So I feel like y'all don't get enough credit for what y'all doing. That's the first thing I wanted to do, man.
Definitely appreciate that, man. What's going on with you? Hey, man. What is going on with you? I know you've seen Av and O-Red. I know you've seen it. I want to know one thing. All right.
Uh-huh.
When you saw your battle versus Fiends and you was watching on camera, did it translate the room well?
Battle's always different on camera, man.
Okay.
The energy, like, you can't feel the energy through your phone or your TV screen or your computer screen. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, the energy is different live. So battles don't never translate for real, man. I could tell you, like, when A-Verb said Big Gerald, even though you could see it on the screen, if you was in the building, I guarantee you it was, like, way more crazy in the building than you just watching that shit on YouTube.
That's a fact. That's a fact right there. Well, nah, even in fucking on camera looked kind of crazy, though. Everybody was looking at shit. I'm asking because having O-Red, the crowd is like, was they even tired that time or what?
yeah, listen. I mean, I wasn't there, but, you know, for the people that was there and they called me, they told me that was the last battle. And, you know, in battle rap, when you go to events, the last battle is usually the one that doesn't have the most energy. Because niggas is tired. Niggas been there since early in the morning. Niggas hungry. Some niggas got to go to work early in the morning. Niggas is, you know, especially if they have fire battles before that, now that has to live up to the same amount of energy. And the way I was told, JC and Trez was like back and forth all three rounds, and it had a lot of, you know, highlights in that. So having a Red had to follow, you know what I'm saying, kind of follow behind that. And most of the times, them main event battles don't really live up to expectations. And I will say in Avin O'Red's defense that sometimes fans put expectations on battlers that niggas just really can't reach all the time. Like, Av can't be the Av from the Nitty battle every battle. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to be the same Danny Myers from the Rum Nitty battle every time. You know what I'm saying? Like, every battler not going to be at his best, but as long as a nigga putting the effort into it and he coming with three rounds and he ain't choking, I'm happy with that. So, you know what I'm saying? I knew it wasn't going to really live up to that shit because niggas is like, that was supposed to be like some God-level shit, and it just wasn't.
Yo, I'm going to be real with you, Danny. I didn't think the battle was that bad. Like I thought the battle was actually dope. I'm saying, like, except for Red was not polished. Red was not polished at all.
In my opinion, I feel like Red did some amazing shit lyrically. He just wasn't clean enough.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't clean. If he had got through his shit clean, I feel he would have won that, like, clearly to me. Clearly.
How you called it?
I mean? I mean, fuck, man. You know what's so fucked up? Because, like, right now, I'm in my Diddy rules from here on out. Like,
yep.
if a nigga slip, choke, stumble, you automatically, even if your opponent wasn't better than you, if you fucked up a little bit and he didn't fuck up at all, it's kind of like you automatically lost the round.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I'm just really on that, you know, from here on out. There's no excuses for stumbles and chokes and slips. I will no longer give excuses. If the battle was on 24-hour notice, that's different. But these niggas had months. Then it got postponed. Now, the way O'Red explained it was, he didn't choke. He just had some bars in there that he didn't want to say because of tension going on. And so he just skipped over them, but he had to wrap them in his mind so he could get to his next set of bars. And either way it go, it just still looked like a choke. And I feel like, nigga, if you wrote the bars, wrap them. I don't give a fuck what's going on in the building. Nigga, if that's how you was feeling when you wrote that shit, say that shit.
Yeah, see, he was saying that it was some bars going at URL.
So what?
He felt like it would have been overboard because they was already going crazy with the comments.
You know
what I'm saying?
You know, I wasn't in his position, so I don't know how he exactly felt. I feel that, but for you to have to stop your round and like, skip over those 12 bars or whatever it was, it just looked bad. It just don't look professional. But for the most part, what O'Red did was amazing to me. You know what I'm saying? Because it wasn't like he was just punching. He was doing metaphors and punches and crazy setups and that whole 49er San Francisco Avenue. Like, all that shit was intricate, and it was just dope. It's needed. You know what I'm saying? I like what he did. But Av was just cleaner, man. So it's like, it's hard to call. Like, if I'm going off of the rules, Av won. But if I'm reading their rounds on paper, Red won.
Hold on. So if you're reading the round like that, see, it really comes down to everyone saying to the first. You know what I'm saying? Av got the third. Niggas saying Red got the second. The first, so, like, when you watch Av first round, like, three-fourths of his round is straight fire, bro.
Absolutely. But O'Red, once O'Red got into his shit, man, he was cooking his first. I mean, listen, I just feel like that might be, it could be a draw, man. It could be like nobody won for real. Because, you know, there's reasons why both won and there's reasons why both lost. So it's one of those debatables, man. I mean, it's that's what you call a preference, but technically, Av won because you can't. O'Red is a veteran, man. You can't go in there and be slipping and stumbling. Listen, Av low key has some slips and stumbles too, but he played his off so smooth.
Yeah,
he played his off more of a veteran way than O'Red did, and that's what I was kind of shocked about.
O'Red had a few of them shits, man. Like, he really had a few.
Yeah, he had more though. Yeah, O'Red had more, and that's why. it's fucked up. Like, O'Reilly would lose off a technicality, bro. Because if O'Reilly got through all three of his rounds clean, then I feel like it's a clear victory for O'Reilly. I'm going to still go with O'Reilly, but fuck it. I don't even talk about that battle no more. Because hard to say who won.
Yeah, you know what else? Yeah, like, Old Red kind of looked like a vet up there to me, man. Like, he was poised. You know what I mean? Ab come out spitting fire. Old Red's just standing there, just like, okay.
Then he was, it was fucked up because as poised as he was, you was still slipping and stumbling. And that's not a veteran move, bro. That's not a veteran move. And I know all veterans slip and stumble because you see Clips do it. You see Verb stumble and shit. But, Red, for you to be off for a while and for you to come back and with the anticipation and for you to be slipping and stumbling, bro, that's not professional, my nigga, because the battle got delayed. Like, you had extra time to get your shit down to a T. And you still slipped up.
True.
So, I mean, I don't know. Like, maybe some shit be going on with niggas mentally and they personal. Like, I don't know, man. But it just doesn't look professional. You know, I think O'Reilly was definitely poised. He definitely looked like a vet, but vets don't make the mistakes that he made. And that third round, it was like a giveaway. Like, you gave away a round. Like, you gave this nigga a round. You can't give him a round when the first round is debatable.
Yeah, it automatically makes you look like, yeah.
Now it make the battle look like, nigga, you probably lost, you know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, that wasn't Av's best bars either, because Av was better versus None. Av's three rounds versus None were better than his three rounds versus O'Red, and that's a fact. That's just, you know what I'm saying, real shit. I'm not taking nothing away from Av because that man has some shit in there. Like that Wendy's
red
will get the round. That's the Wendy's logo.
It's fire.
Crazy.
Fire, yeah.
Then
he said
something about Beat Magic. He said, what'd he say?
Oh, the whole
Chris. He said, because he's talking about Chris Unbiased, and he incorporated with Tay Rock. He said, Chris Rock, why would I battle CB for some CB4 whatever? I forgot the line, but the way he put Chris Unbiased and Tay Rock in there to make it Chris Rock, that was crazy. Like, we have to acknowledge that type of writing. But
O'Red's
second round was masterful.
O'Red really went stupid round two.
That nigga O'Red went stupid.
Yeah, he really did go dumb round. Round one was like a warm up round. It seemed like a little bit. Round two, he was
Though, even in his warm up round, he was wilding. This nigga said the Hoboken. That nigga he was talking about a homeless man, and then he said Hoboken. Then he said, "Nigga, I took one look at Av and knew you wasn't street." Man, we gotta acknowledge this shit, man.
See, you know what it is with Red, though? It ain't even just the bars with Red. It's the way he's delivering them shits. Them shits be gritty as fuck. Like, Red is, he's up there. He's ugly as fuck.
Yeah, he's a veteran.
So he's looking like he really is a goon and shit. Cause he's like, I don't know, man. I don't know.
Fucked up. It's a tough battle to call, man. Lyrically, I got Red. Technically, I got Av. And that's just the way I'm going to call it. And that's actually how the battle went. Because, I mean, Av just was cleaner. But, I mean, I feel like O'Reilly was saying some veteran shit because if you think about it, Av just gave you nothing but punches while O'Reilly gave you a variety of different ways of rhyming. And that was really, really dope and refreshing to see.
Including the personals. You took Verb bar, the way he put it together and all that shit.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Oh, it got Verb in it. It makes sense. Like, that shit was dope.
That's what I'm saying, man. We got it. Like them count. That counts. That really counts in a rap battle when a nigga doing a variety of different things.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
All around, O'Red is like, O'Red, even though, see, that's why it's whack, because you got to keep bringing up the slipping up parts. Even though he was slipping up, you know what I'm saying? He looked more like the vet. He looked like a better.
Well, he is the vet. He's supposed to look like the vet.
Yeah, but no, but Av was turning up. You know what I'm saying? Like, Apple trying to bark on him and all that shit. I'm thinking it would look better if he gets a tad bit more aggressive and shit. But
Apple's trying to wig on him, though. Because for his size physically, you'd expect him to be more close up on the nigga barking in the nigga face.
Yeah.
But, you know what I'm saying? Oh, Red probably just ain't one of them type of niggas you want to run up on either. So, I you know what I'm saying? All that shit plays a part.
It's really
tough to call, and that's why it's almost like the battle was almost a letdown. Because somebody was supposed to, like, clearly win. Somebody was supposed to clearly win. You know what I'm saying? But I will say this. That brings me to the point, man. That brings me to the point I want to bring up tonight, man. All right. So what's going on in battle rap is battlers are allowing fans to dictate what they write. So what I mean is, battle rap is the only field of entertainment where fans directly have an influence over it. Like, because I was saying earlier, you can't tweet the 49ers coach and tell him to run all running plays in the third quarter. Mm-hmm. And he's going to do it. He's going to listen to the tweets. He don't give a fuck about what you're tweeting. But you can tweet a battler and tell him he needs more angles, and you'll actually see him do it. But that's what battlers is fucking up. Battlers are fucking up listening to the fans. And I'm gonna give you real life examples of what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, Rum Nitty. Nitty is a well-known puncher. He's going to give you creative gun line after creative gun line. But after years of doing that, people had said, listen, this is all Rum Nitty can do. He's a one-trick pony. All he can do is punch. Even though I didn't see niggas saying that about B-Magic and Conceited. Like, this era is where the fans are now starting to be able to influence a nigga's writing. So what happened was Rum Nitty started listening to that shit, and you heard him say it in the K-Rock battle. He said, fans think I should do an angle. He said, fuck that. I should something and hold this gun at an angle. He's saying what the fans are telling him to do. And then he proceeds to give you a tranny angle, which did not work.
Yeah.
It cost him that round. And to some, it cost him the battle. I still had Nitty winning first two rounds, but that's neither here nor there. Point is, you listened to the fans and got out of your element and did what some other motherfuckers is telling you to do. Okay? I'm going to give you one more example. Chilla Jones. When Chilla first came out, Chilla was scheming, and niggas was saying, yo, this all this nigga do. That's all he do. Yeah, he dope at that, but that's all he do. He's a one-trick pony. So what did Chilla do? He started doing punches, freestyles, rebuttals, jokes, started getting a little aggressive, a little more entertaining. But why did it not work? Listen, nigga did all that for y'all. Chilla did all that for the fans because that's what they requested him to do, right?
Uh-huh.
But he turns around and does that for them, but what do they do to Chilla? They still turn around and put him as a mid-tier nigga or a small room battler or just one of them pin game niggas. They still box him in with the pin game niggas.
Yeah, but so you know what, Danny? But Danny, like, isn't that Chilla's lane, though, bro? At some point, we just gotta see what, like, Chilla Jones and Danger Zone. Right, different, but they are actually in the same lane, I would think, at this point, B.
Right, but you can put all of us in the same lane. You can put all the pin game niggas in the same lane. What I'm saying is you changing up your writing still did not elevate you out of the pin game category. So you might as well just kept scheming.
Yeah, but I mean, all right. Isn't the point of battle rap, especially being on the URL, like, to prove you the best? So is it cool to have to be a one-trick? So in other words, you're saying it's okay to have to be a one-trick pony.
Yes. I'm going to tell you why.
Okay.
I'm going to tell you why. Battlers are the same thing as films because we're playing genres. Okay? You got punchliners. You got niggas that talk bully talk, street talk. You got niggas that do angles. You got niggas that do jokes. And then with films are separated into categories such as horror, drama, comedy, classic Western action. See what I'm saying?
Yeah, so, drama, et cetera, et cetera, yeah.
So, like I was saying, when you watch a horror movie, you do not criticize the movie because it doesn't have enough comedy in it. So, when we watch a punchline, nigga, why are we criticizing him? Because he's not doing enough angles or drug talk. This is what's going on with battle rap. When we watch Nitty, we're supposed to hear a punchline. We're looking for that. So even though he's giving us that, we're still going to criticize it. And we're going to say, you know what? Yeah, this nigga dope. That's all he do. That's all he do is punching. He doing gun bars. Well, that's what you know he's going to do. So if you know he's going to do that, then expect that from him. And don't be mad because he's not doing fucking jokes. Don't take away points because he's not doing something. So what battlers are doing is they're trying to write to appease to these fucking fans when back in the day, niggas, the fans didn't have no influence over the way a nigga wrote his bars.
I was just saying that shit. Like before, nigga, everyone's tweeting these niggas and all, and you want to retweet everything they saying and shit. Like, niggas, wasn't none of that shit happening a couple of years ago, B?
The social media age literally changed the way battle rappers write their fucking rhymes, and that.
But Danny, hold on, Danny. Though, is that the fans' fault or is that the battlers' fault? Because I remember at one point you was all over the internet yourself too.
Right.
You chose to do that, to be in all them Facebook groups. You chose to respond to everybody on YouTube.
Absolutely.
So is that the fans' fault or is that your fault for doing that?
It would be the battler's fault. And this is what I'm trying to say to the battlers, to the any up-and-comers or any guys in a new class or whatever, any guy that's getting into this, just write what you want to write.
Mm-hmm.
And give them what you give them. Either they're going to fuck with it or they don't. Yeah, you could tweak some things. You can step up certain things. But the what you're writing, the material you're naturally good at, give them what you're naturally good at. If you're a natural jokester, give them jokes. If you're a real-life hood nigga and that's all you know, give them that. There's a lane for everybody. But if, you know what I'm saying, you shouldn't be a nigga that really, really out here selling dope and listen to the niggas that's tweeting you talking about you need to do more punchlines. And you really can't write punchlines, but you're trying to please these niggas. And then you try it out, and you get in a battle and get killed. Because you was trying some shit you not good at. Don't do what these niggas want you to do. Do what you good at. If I know Conceited is a punchliner, I'm not finna be mad at him because he not giving me enough street talk. I'm going to give him props for what he's doing. If you don't like punchers, don't watch it. It's that simple. If you don't like bully rappers, don't watch it. Same thing with movies. If you're scared of scary movies, why the fuck would you put it in your fucking DVD if you know you're not going to like it? That's what's wrong. Niggas like dollars need to stop listening to what niggas is telling them to write. Only write what you're naturally good at writing.
I mean, all right, okay. Let's use you for example. You was coming out just straight punching at one point, and then you switched your flow up. So what made you switch and expand your flow?
Because I already knew how to write every type of rap. I already, like, not every rapper or battle rapper is well-rounded, such as a Big Cannon or a Hollow the Don. You can't really categorize what they do. You can't say Hollow's a puncher or angler. He's kind of unorthodox. So some guys are just naturally unorthodox, and that's what I am. I really, if you notice, the niggas that I punched with the other punchers. You see me versus Nitty. You see me versus JC. You see me versus Briggs Belvedere, Mr. Mills. I wrote according to how they get down. Now, when you see me battle B-Dot, I wrote according to how he gets down. Feel what I'm saying? Because I just naturally know how to write different elements. But not every battler is capable of doing that.
But question, though, but as far as a battler wanting to be one of the top battlers, shouldn't that be something they work on or no? Should it just like, all right, so if Rum Nigga wants to just punch,
What constitutes a top battler? What makes you a top battler?
I mean to be the best battler he could be. All right, we're gonna use Rum Nigga for example. Rum Nigga punches and punches and punches, that's cool. But if he don't throw no kind of personals, he don't freestyle a rebuttal
at
all.
Yeah, that's why it's rock, paper, scissors. I see what you're saying. You can lose to a nigga that do something else.
Because that's why, you know, having O-Red had something of everything.
That's why I got O-Red winning.
Yeah, but, like I said, I'm telling you, Danny, I'm watching the Avs. Listen, I'm watching the Avs first round and everything up to, I don't even know what bar. What everything was just fire. It seemed like he had like a couple of bars. That was
okay,
like, yeah.
You're right.
Rhyme is dangerous, bro.
I agree with you. But listen, look what's gonna happen though. You already starting to see it where niggas are starting to say, "Yo, yeah, I have fire, but what else?"
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Niggas are saying, "Okay, yeah, you prove your point. You can punch. You can spit haymakers. But what else can you do?" We ain't seen you do nothing else, right? Okay, so now look what can happen. Have a fuck around and say, all right, let me show these motherfuckers I know how to do other shit. And he could turn around and write some street talk or some drug talk or some jokes or try an angle and fuck around and get killed his next battle. Because you went out your element and did what these motherfuckers was telling you to do rather than just doing what you know how to do.
Yeah, but Daddy, all right, you said, look at what you said. You said because you fucked around and went out your element. I feel like a battler will take offense to that. Because all battlers are going to say, ain't no battler going to say, oh, I can't get personal, I can't talk street shit. They all going to say they can do it too.
Okay, but look though, listen. You look what you just said. You said a battler is going to say that. But if you ain't showing us that,
mm-hmm.
Then what else are we supposed to say? You know what I'm saying? You supposed to be able to just give that to a nigga naturally, according to your opponent, if you know how to write like that. But so far, from what we have seen from Av, is he's gonna punch you to death for three rounds. And you know what I'm saying? I'm interested in seeing the approach he's gonna take with Suge. Is he going to just continue his three rounds of punches, or is he going to try to do something different? He's going to try to angle Suge. He's going to try to bully Suge. He's going to try to out-street talk Suge. I don't know.
See, go ahead.
It's a risk. It's a risk.
Yeah, it's a risk. I was thinking about it. It's a risk, because if he does try to switch it up now and Suge wins, oh, wow, that's going to change the game right there.
Now, if he switch it up and still win, that's going to solidify him.
It should silence all the
negative criticism. You know what I'm saying? Like, he gets a lot of praise, but now, like I said, I'm starting to see niggas starting to say that's all he do is punch, or he just doing random bars. And I heard that on your show, and that show was invented from me. You know what I'm saying? Niggas invented that term from what I was doing.
Mm-hmm.
Random bars came from me, and now I heard that same term used on AF earlier today on your show. So what I'm saying is, if AF can get in there with Suge and beat him without having to punch 100% of the time, then AF is really a monster. Because now
So, Danny, if AF doesn't switch shit up and he goes in there and he kicks Suge ass, or for three rounds of punches, what does that mean?
That just means he should just keep doing that. But one day you're going to run into a nigga that doesn't work on. And you're going to lose. And it's okay. It's okay to lose. It's okay to lose. Can't win them all. You feel me? But
mm-hmm.
I just feel like he should just do what he's been doing. Now, if he has the ability to write something else, and listen, I've seen his old battles. He was punching in those battles. I ain't really never seen Av just do something different. And I'm not even trying to make this whole episode about him and about the way he raps. I'm just saying in general, for any nigga that do what you do, If you're good at one thing and that's what you're great at, stick to that. But I can guarantee you, you're not going to win every battle doing that, but it's fine. Because when you try to go out your element, it don't really help. It don't really help. Because niggas still going to put you in a certain box anyway. The way, listen, look how they do me and Chilla.
Okay.
Like you said, I came out punching.
Mm-hmm.
Then I showed different sides of me. Even in the Steams battle, I showed all kind of different shit. I showed mid-round freestyles, mid-round rebuttals, metaphor, storytelling, punching. You know what I'm saying? Different type of ways of attacking. Yet I'm still deemed as a small room battler or just one of them pin game niggas, and that's it. That's all I'll ever be. That's all Chilla will ever be. That's all Danger will ever be. That's all JC will ever be. Certain niggas is just pigeonholed by the fans, and it's cool. Sometimes you just got to accept it. You're not going to be a superstar like Hollow or Tay Rock. You're not going to be like that.
Okay, so what? Why is it like that, in your opinion? Well, why do you feel like that? Because I don't really feel like that. In terms of you and JC, I don't really feel like that. I feel like y'all can probably take it up a notch to a known. Well, Chilla wasn't bad. I don't really think it was battle rap.
Right.
So much for you and shit. I really don't, man. You
right,
just,
that's what it was.
Like,
let me break something down to any nigga that's out there listening. I'm finna really break some real shit down to motherfuckers right now. Like we getting deep. You know what I'm saying? No pause. I don't do no pause. We getting deep right now. Watch this. This finna fuck your mind up, Caps.
Okay.
Listen, for niggas to say, listen. Okay, I'm finna break it down a couple ways. Okay, Danny Myers is corny, right? Why? Because Danny Myers up there rapping about parallel universes and string theory and all kind of smart shit. Smart
uh-huh.
shit, right? That's corny, right?
Uh-huh.
All right. Motherfuckers have to remember that SMAC stands for Streets, Music, Art, Culture, Knowledge.
Facts.
The motherfucking K stands for knowledge. So when I'm in here spitting some shit that you probably ain't heard of or you're not used to hearing, then you can look it up and learn something. That's what motherfuckers have forgot. Niggas lost the element of the knowledge. So nigga like JC and Chilla and Danger and Danny, they up there spitting some smart shit, is deemed as corny. No, that's not corny. That's knowledge. And that's just as much as a part of Smack as gun bars and street talk.
Okay.
Smack incorporated all that shit. This nigga said streets, music, art,
life,
culture, and knowledge. But niggas want to dismiss the knowledge part and just keep the gun bars. So there's not enough balance on URL.
Cause
you could go to, listen, I could go to King of the Dot and spit as much smart shit, nerd shit, corny shit, whatever they want to call it, and the fans gonna fuck with it. URL, the fans, they put a cap on what you're able to rap about. So I purposely spit the shit that I spit. I could go up there and do a million gun bars if I wanted to. Don't get it fucked up. I could do a million gun bars, but that doesn't separate me from everybody else. I'm just sitting up here doing the same shit everybody else doing. I'm gonna give y'all what I want to give y'all, and sometimes you can learn from the shit that I be talking about. That's my whole mission on Smack. I'm bringing the knowledge part back to this shit.
Okay. Okay.
Fans forgot that, and that's some real shit. Like, think about this. Me and Rum Nitty, right, we both from the West, but we both get a different reception on URL. Why? Because Rum Nitty gives them what they're used to hearing. They're used to hearing gun bars.
Mm-hmm.
Nitty's
mm-hmm.
content is made for the URL. Danny Myers' content, this ain't the regular shit you usually hear on Smack. So when you hear it, you don't really know how to react to it, or you don't know how to perceive it. But everything I'm saying is lining up.
Yeah, but I don't know, Danny, because there's a lot of people who spit gum bars and they ain't doing shit on URL either.
Well, you still have to be good. You understand what I'm saying? You can't just spit a gun bar and just get over. Like, you still have to be pretty good at spitting gun bars. You know what I'm saying? You can't just be whack. You can't just say any fucking thing up there.
I'm going to be real with you. I don't know. Sometimes I don't know, B. Because Tay Rock can say the simplest gun bar, but the way
Jesus
he delivers that shit, that should be fire. And that's how I feel about O Red, too. I feel like O Red can say some simple shit.
Bro, you the GOAT for saying that, man, because I just said that to my homie the other day. I said, this nigga Tay Rock, he told Arsenal, I will feed you this banana like a hungry monkey. That's what he said. That's not my words. I'm not trying to clown. I'm not making nothing up. That was one of his bars. I will feed you this banana like a hungry monkey. Now, had Danny Meyer said that shit would have been on CNN. Niggas would have been like, what the fuck did this nigga Danny just say? They would have killed me for that. Certain niggas can get away with being simple because the fans don't have that much expectation on their lyricism. You understand? If Lux had said that, niggas would have been like, what? Please tell me that got five different meanings, Lux. Because I know you didn't just say no dumb, stupid, simple shit like that. But Tay Rock can say that, and it's cool. He gets a pass.
Well, nah. Rock is definitely not getting no pass for that corny-ass bar. I don't
know. No, but he did
that.
He did get a pass. Because I'm the first nigga to bring that line up on this show. Nobody else brought it up. So he got a pass on it.
You know what? Well, I guess since you put it that way, I didn't bring it up. I didn't even realize you said it. You know what I'm saying? I'm saying, like you know what? I'm on some shit, like when Rock battled B-Magic. When he say four burners, like that's that stove top, like that's really basic. But the way he delivered that shit was fucking...
Yeah, you know what, though? Delivery has a lot to do with battle rap. You can be simple, but you can have a crazy, awesome delivery such as Tay Rock's.
Mm-hmm.
And I think delivery in this day and age kind of gets over. I think that's just general in hip hop, because you can listen to certain hip hop artists that aren't really dope lyrically, but they just have a crazy delivery that just draws you in. It's just the way it sounds to the ear, not technically what it how it was wrote or what it means technically. It's just how it sounds. So some shit like listen to the music nowadays. Migos, Future. Them niggas not really saying nothing of substance, but they making some shit that just sound good to the ear.
Mm.
And this is the lane certain battle rappers are in. So when you hear Tay Rock say some simple shit, yeah, it could be simple, but it just sounds so cold. You love it. You fuck with it. And that's why he has the humongous fan base that he has. It's not because of his pin game.
Well, you know what? It's half of that. I think the other half is the visual. Like, K-Rock be sweating and damn near getting ready to die before he's watching this. Yo, it be all of that. Like, Rock be like,
yo, I'm gonna tell you why. This is why Tay Rock my favorite. As much shit as I talk about Tay Rock, as much as I talk shit about the nigga, he's still my favorite URL battler. Cause he go hard. He ain't saying the greatest shit, but he go hard. He mean what he's saying. That's why you love Tay Rock. It ain't even that he's dope. Like, he's not the best rapper, but he's dope, and he at least trying, and he's giving you three rounds every fucking time. No choke, no stumble. He's a fucking professional at what he does. That's why we love niggas like Tay Rock.
Yeah.
We don't listen to Tay. We don't be quoting all his bars like, yo, that was the greatest lyrical shit I ever heard. We never said that about Tay Rock. We just like the way he delivered his shit. He has an awesome delivery, like you said, the visual presentation of it. The nigga up there sweating, and he barking and spit coming out his mouth. It
yeah.
just looked like what battle rap's supposed to look like.
Exactly, exactly. I'm going to be real with you. I actually get that vibe from Old Red, too, though. Old Red can say something. Not necessarily simple shit.
Yeah.
But it's some regular random street shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but like a lot of
Red,
a lot of niggas
want to
knock him because they say his voice is kind of whiny or scratchy. Same thing they say with Hollow the Don. He got like a whiny voice. But like Old Red is a gutter ass nigga from Jersey, man. I mean, what
That's
can you say?
That's why I said he up there. He's from the gutter. He's ugly as fuck. He just looked like a fucking, like he been running the streets.
Right,
like,
he just looked like a goon. Like he looked like you don't want to run into him in a dark alley.
Word.
That's what helps a lot of niggas too. Now,
yes.
picture Old Red and picture JC, and you run into both of them in a dark alley. Which one would you rather walk past?
Man, I'll step over JC.
This is what I'm saying. It all has to do with the visual presentation of shit too, man. It's just the perception of shit.
Okay,
now,
so for all that, Danny. So
realistically, JC might be the one to shoot you first.
True.
You see what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? This is all the Matrix. This is what I'm saying. Like you can't. It's perception versus reality. The perception is you run into an alley and Old Red and JC both walking on opposite sides. You rather walk on JC's side because you're like, oh, he's small. You know what I'm saying? He don't have that, like, evil look. You look at Old Red, he got on a hoodie. He dark. You know what I'm saying? It's like, oh, I don't know about
got
this.
Got hoodie
nigga.
On. His teeth is all chipped up.
I'd rather not walk past this nigga. He might try to stick me up as soon as I get in range. Be like,
yeah.
if this little nigga tries some shit, I at least got a chance with him.
Facts.
But
like,
really?
I never understood. That's why Sugar's been in the game, in my opinion, as long as he's been in it. Like his bars is high. He's stepping his bars up now. But like it was mainly the visual with Sugar at one point. It's him barking on you and shit like oh
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, certain niggas get by with the presentation of it. That plays a part as well. Calico, look at Calico.
Mm-hmm.
You don't wanna walk past no Calico nigga like 6'3", 200-something pounds. You ain't trying to walk past him in no dark alley.
Yeah,
you understand
true.
What I'm saying? It's some niggas just give you that visual presentation of, I don't want to fuck with him. You know what I'm saying? You might be just as hood. You might just be just as hood, but you're like, nah, I'd rather not go through the problem and the bullshit tonight. I'm trying to get home and watch the game and drink my beer. I ain't trying to get into them no bullshit right now because I know if I walk past this nigga, it's going to be some bullshit.
They'll
give you that look. Ill Will,
another one of them niggas.
Ill Will, I'm telling you, it's visual. This shit play like that's the most. I think that's an underrated aspect of battle rap. Is the perception that should be a fucking URL attribute. Beasley, if you listening, put perception.
You know what?
Where you put lyrical and unorthodox? Where you put all them little attributes at the beginning of the battle? Niggas need to start putting perception as one of the attributes.
You know what, Danny?
Yo,
you know what, Danny? Has perception really helped Math Hoffa's career?
Absolutely, and especially after the dose punch.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, I like Math anyway because I always thought Math was just dope, period, just with his rapping. But the believability fact, I think, you know what, in this day and age, that might count more than the fucking bars. Because some niggas will say, yeah, all them cute punchlines, yeah, that shit cute. But... Mm-hmm. This nigga, the way he rapping, the way he look, This is what helps Av, bro. This is because Av is combining the look with the bars. This is
exactly
why he blew up so fast. This is why he blew up so fast. Because if Av was 4'2", 140 pounds, 130 pounds, niggas wouldn't be believing the shit he talking about.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Niggas wouldn't even give a fuck. Av got that look like, nigga. He said, nigga, I'm from fucking Norfolk, Virginia. Even if you never been there, he gives you the feeling that that's a hood-ass place. You feel me?
Yeah, yeah.
So certain niggas will give you that perception of, yo, this nigga's for really about what the shit he talking about. And that helps a lot of battle rappers, you know what I'm saying, in this day and age.
That
helps. And I think that goes, that helps you get further than just you just being dope lyrically. Because that day and age is over. Like, that dope, that day and age been over.
I think that was the rise and fall of, or if you want to say fall, maybe, of Conceited. Like, when Conceited came out, everybody loved him, his punches and shit. But then it was all this when I popped the hammer and I bet the
tool. Yeah, because you look at him and you say, nigga, you ain't finna do none of that shit.
Yes. DNA too. That's why niggas
right,
be getting
on
DNA.
Certain niggas just give you that vibe of you just rapping, bro. You just rapping. You just know, you're just smart. You just know how to put these words together. But if we was really having some real life beef, I'll slap the shit out you and you ain't gonna do shit. Punk ass nigga.
I think that plays a part in battle rap too. Niggas don't want to admit it, but I think it does.
Plays a
major. I think it does.
It play, unfortunately, because battle rap. Listen, battle rap wasn't even built off of that, man. Like, it wasn't really built off of a nigga having to be fearsome or put fear in niggas' hearts. It was just like creativity, originality. But I think N.W.A. that the realism and the fact that they really was from the shit they was talking about, and then then you get over to Schoolie D and them, and them, who else was in Philly? When they started doing the gangster rap, and then that shit migrated over to New York City, that's when it changed. It changed then. I'm 37, my nigga. I'm from when this shit first started. So, like, I seen it change with my own eyes.
Uh-huh.
Like, the believability factor came in. Eazy-E wasn't the fucking best rapper.
Hell no.
Wasn't nowhere near no motherfucking KRS-One or Rakim. I'm from L.A.
Yeah.
I know them niggas wasn't on that level with the bars. But the fact that Eazy-E could tell you what the fuck he gonna do and they was talking about selling crack and running from police and being beat up and gangster shit, you believed it because it was really true. And that shit just carries over into battle rap to now. Like, if we don't believe what you're saying, I don't give a fuck that you're dope. I don't care. The nigga that's less lyrical can win because the crowd connects to him more.
Yeah.
Even though half of the crowd might be nerd niggas, they just feel safer running on his team.
Damn. Okay.
This is a fact.
Okay.
Niggas is like, I'd rather, if I had to pick a nigga on my team out of so-and-so and Shotgun Suge, I'm going with Suge. Because I can believe what he's saying. And, I'd rather have that nigga on my squad. That's just battle rap for you nowadays.
So, all right. So, question. So, all right. Back in the days, everybody said battle rap, you know what I'm saying? You had to be a real nigga to even battle. You couldn't just come and just battle like now. Like, is that the way battle rap was supposed to always be? That anyone can just do it?
I fuck, man. That's a beautiful question, man. That's an excellent question. Excellent. Damn, man. That's how it is now, man. And it's still kind of, I feel like that. It rings true today. Like, you really should be about what you're talking about. I automatically take points from a nigga that's just rapping.
But you know what?
Rapping,
you
and
know?
I know you
but
ain't
you
with
know?
All that shit. Nah, bro,
but how,
fuck you.
But how do you know, though?
the niggas in his circle will know. You know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of these niggas you hear on the radio, they talking this and that. They homeboys and they mamas. They daddies know. Like, niggas, what the fuck are you talking about? Daddy, I'm just here to make this money. I ain't, you know, you already know I play basketball, daddy. I ain't no motherfucking shooter. I'm getting paid. And when I'm, you know, I bought you a Bentley, nigga, shut up. Shit, I bought you a Bentley. Let me get in character. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, hip hop was invaded by a bunch of niggas that didn't even, that's not even really with the shit they talking about. And I do not give credit to none of them niggas that do that shit. If you ain't really with the shit you saying, my nigga, don't say it. If you get found out or exposed as a fraud, then your career is automatically over. If you ever get your car pulled.
Yeah, but you got to think, all right, you got to think about it, though. So, in other words, all right, let's just use JC for example, because he's small and all that good shit. So, if that's the case, like, we know JC don't got these fucking Mega Man guns he be rapping about and...
We don't know that. We don't know that. That's the, you see what I'm saying? You see the difference?
Okay.
We don't know what he don't got. Niggas can say the same about me. Oh, Danny Meyer, he corny. He ain't really with the, like, nigga, run up on me. You understand what I'm saying? Go to my Instagram. You will see that I'm a registered owner of several weapons. Several weapons. Registered.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm really, the shit that I talk about and the shit that I say I've done. I'm not rapping somebody else's life. I don't rap vicariously. A lot of niggas rap vicariously. Like, they homeboy with this shit. They homeboy do this. So, they just know how to write about it. That's what Nas was accused of. You know what I'm saying? When Tupac was like, nigga, that ain't your tech on the dresser. That's jungle, nigga. That's jungle shit. You ain't the shooter. Jungle the shooter. You just know how to rap, and you know how to take jungle life and turn it into a story and go in the booth and rap about what jungle doing.
That's true.
Niggas never believed Nas was a shooter or a gangster. Nas was always just a smart-ass poet, nigga. Jungle was the gutter nigga of the family. So that's where you have battle rappers that they homeboys or they cousins or they uncles might be the real killers in real life, but they don't know how to rap. They just know how to do the gangster shit they doing. But you got the skill to rap, so what you do is you take his life story and turn it into a rap and say that it's you.
That's what Cormega's entire beef with Nas was.
See what I'm saying, bro? That's how you know what I'm saying is facts, bro. Like, hey man, this is real life shit we've been talking about on this show, man. Any nigga listen to this, take heed to what I'm saying. Take heed to what Cap's saying. We educate niggas tonight. You
yeah.
feel me?
Yeah. Yeah.
We educate niggas tonight, man. We getting into the real shit. Ain't no politics when I get on this motherfucker. We just talk straight talk.
That's a bad rap. I mean, you know what though? I know one thing though. Don't worry about that right there. For Dre Dennis to be on Wildin' Out, and now my verse is on Wildin' Out, and you see Method Man is getting ready to do something in battle rap, and
excellent.
You know what I mean? It definitely is. Funk Flex, the battles are going up there rapping now and all that. It definitely seems like it's expanding.
I love it. Now what I want to see next is motherfuckers in Taco Bell commercials spitting bars about and getting money, getting paid. Fuck. Yeah, we getting the notoriety now, but like, is niggas really getting paid? You feel me?
Uh-huh.
And then
well,
that's where
even if you're not, I mean, sometimes exposure can be the payment, depending on how it works.
Exposure don't pay bills, man.
Exposure don't
pay bills. We always on BET. Feel me?
I was gonna say this though, Danny. It depends on what you do with that now.
It's up to them, man. That's why I just said I want to see you go from Funk Flex to being in a motherfucking Kia commercial rapping about cars or talk about, like, battle rap just needs to keep going up and up and up to where niggas is getting money off of what they doing. But this is a great start. This is an absolutely wonderful start to see motherfuckers on Wildin' Out, and it just, it makes me proud. It makes me proud to say, damn, them niggas, them like family. Them is my peers. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Like tonight, Calico, Charlie Clips, a couple other niggas going to be on the rap game with Jermaine Dupree, John the Don. They coaching the little kids in a rap battle tonight. They coaching them, like, you know, they, because the little kids is supposed to do a rap battle on the rap game tonight. So you got Calico, Clips, John, and I forgot who else, but that's on Lifetime Network. You know what I'm saying? That's a hell of a look. It's a hell of a look, man. I'm proud to see these niggas on there.
But like you said, it's niggas getting paid.
They probably got, I'm sure they got paid to be on that show, but now let's elevate it. Let's take this shit to the Hollywood. Now let's do these battle rap movies, or not even just battle rap movies. Just get it. Let me see Calico in the next Fast and Furious movie. Not even rapping. You just got a role in it. You ain't even rapping. You just got a role because niggas knew you from battle rap. That's where we need to be going with this shit. Because this battle rap shit is here, and then it's over, and then it's the next wave of new niggas. So while you here, make something of it. Because that's my next move. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm working on right now. I'm breaking it to Hollywood, my nigga.
You trying to make movies or be in a movie?
No, I'm writing. I'm writing films right now. So I got a cold-ass plug. I'm writing movies, and I'm on that shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, inspired by niggas like Jordan Peele. You see Jordan Peele do the Key and Peele shit on Comedy Central, and then he turns around and makes Get Out, which grosses $100 million. Nigga, he was the first black man to get $100 million off of a horror flick. So, like, niggas like John Singleton, Antoine Fuqua, Jordan Peele, Spike Lee, black directors, this is the shit I'm inspired by.
Uh-huh.
So that's what I'm on right now. I'm into the film game now. So be on the lookout. I actually got a couple independent projects about to drop, so I will be updating you on that. That's what I've been working on, man. Like, but that's what I want to see these other brothers do with their life. Not necessarily Hollywood, but anything you could do to make money off of your original talent is beautiful. I love to see conceited hitman on Wildin' Out and shit like that. But it's like, when your contract up and the season's over and Nick Cannon got new niggas coming on the show, where are you going?
Now, that right there is a fact.
That's what I'm saying. So why you got this look, parlay it into something else. You know what I'm saying? So just keep elevating. You know, keep elevating. And that's all I want to see from battle rap. I love it. I love to see that shit. Because it'll keep niggas out of jail. You know what I'm saying? Free Boom, Free Surf, Free Calico, free any nigga that's in the fucking walls.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I just feel like if niggas had other avenues or other things to be getting money, they ain't got time to be getting locked up.
Niggas
don't got time to be fucking off and doing whatever the fuck you was doing to get locked up. Because you busy getting bread. And you know the crazy part, though? It's not even about having money. It's just about what you do with it when you do get it.
Mm.
You
got no
money now, what?
But, yo, you know what, though? I think for new battlers coming into the game, I can't say that because Dre Dennis was just on Wild Now. I was gonna say I think niggas gotta stand. It's gonna take hard work to get there. Hitman had to work to get on Wildin' Out. You know what I'm saying? He had to like give us all them dope ass performances and battles.
Ain't nothing given to you. You gotta go out and work for it. You know what I'm saying? So the fruits of the labor is gonna be given to those who are actually in the field putting in the work. You know what I'm saying? So I like Bonnie. You know what I'm saying? Like, she got on Wildin' Out. I don't know if she going to be on there permanent, but she need to parlay that into maybe getting a film, a role in a movie or a commercial or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Because she's been working. She's been working. She's been really outworking all the other females.
Yeah, true. That's true.
You know, you don't have to be, even though she's not like the most popular, she's not really winning like that, but she's definitely outworking everybody.
Are we talking about Bonnie?
Yeah.
All
right. I'm just saying. Like I said,
my thing about it is this. My thing about it, see, why do you think about Bonnie B? My thing about Bonnie B is that, all right, yes, you are out working. Are you winning?
No, I just said she's not winning.
My nigga, I just seen her put on Facebook yesterday. I guess Pat Stay set a bar that she said 3-4 years ago. Like, I'm starting to think you're watching all my battles. It was.
Oh, God. Listen.
Yeah.
I highly doubt Pat Stay has watched any fucking Bonnie Godiva battle.
But that's my whole point,
though. And even if he did, he didn't intentionally steal your fucking bar. Speaking of stealing bars.
Yeah, I was going to bring that up, too. Okay. I was going to go there, too.
Listen, man, listen. I had to say, but Av has said a lot of bars that was not, listen, they wasn't similar. They was exactly how niggas said it.
Yo, I would
Listen, man. Red even said it, but I said it way before I even seen Red say the shit to him. Cause Adi Boom versus Av, Adi Boom said, if Av come at me, Av come at me with rage, just don't be average. That's what Adi Boom said. You can go to that, and that was years before Av battled Nitty. Then Av turns around and tells Nitty, if you come at Av with rage, don't be average. Motherfucker! You stole that shit, nigga! Fuck is you talking about? This is the A-verb shit. Iron low like I'm anemic. Listen, Av didn't say a different variation of it. He said it the fucking same way.
Yeah, exact same, yeah.
Bro, it gets to a point where, okay, this ain't even coincidental no more. It ain't that much coincidence in the fucking world, nigga. I done had way more battles than Av, so if anybody was supposed to say some shit somebody else done said exactly, it should have been me.
He said E with 12 like the Last Supper. I'm like, JC said
that. That's what I'm saying. Hold on. If you want to see a body, stand by me. Rum Nitty said that versus, I believe it was Charlie Clips. This is four instances me and you just brought up off of freestyle. It was like Big K. I said some Big K shit. Listen, man. Av is a fucking rhyme biter, and I said it. Motherfucking rhyme biter, nigga. Ain't that many motherfucking coincidences, nigga. I probably said one or two bars out of 65 battles. I'm talking about, nigga. Listen, 65 fucking battles I done had. I probably said one or two bars that somebody else said, and I didn't even say it the same way they said it. I might have just said the same concept. So look at the law of averages, my nigga. You telling me out of 65 battles, I can only say two bars similar, but you said like four bars exactly how niggas said them in just 6 or 7 battles. You're a rhyme biter, my nigga.
He's a rhyme biter?
He's a fucking rhyme biter, nigga. I said it. Tell Av to come to L.A. and come see me.
Oh, shit. He's a fucking rhyme biter.
Yeah, listen. After I get this one nigga out the way on traffic, Av is welcome to come see me. Av, who else? Who else on my hit list? Av, Tay Rock. Tell Tay Rock to stop fucking running. Stop running. You took tests before you took me, my nigga, and you said you was willing to come to L.A. as long as you could bring your cave gang niggas. Like we said, it was cool. You could bring them niggas, and you still didn't come to L.A.? His thing was he played the politic role of who's want to see me versus Danny Meyer. Like there's no interest in it. Nigga, it wasn't no interest to see you battle Chess. There wasn't no poll. Nobody asked to see you versus Chess. That was just some URL put together and niggas just accepted it. Because it was like, oh, well, fuck it. Fuck it. This is why. If they're going to do it, fuck it. Might as well watch it. Nobody asked for it. So you can't say nobody asked for Tay Rock and Danny Myers. You fucking running. So tell Rock to stop running. Bring his ass to the West Coast. Finally, for once. For once. I always go out there. When these niggas going to start coming to see me? So, yeah, Av, Tay Rock. I'll probably make time for Jack Boy Maine. I'll probably make time for him just because. Just cuz. But them two niggas need to see me after I knock off one of them other niggas.
Yeah, this,
that was just a random rant. I'm sorry, but the Biden shit has, you know what I'm saying? A nigga like me that tries my best to be original and try to say shit nobody said, I'm not finna sit here and deal with listening to another nigga constantly say other niggas' raps and nobody saying nothing about it. I'ma say it. Nobody else gonna say it. I'ma say it, because I ain't scared to say the shit. Fucking line biter.
This shit is annoying. I'm not gonna
have man, so that's why I really can't give. Listen. Let's do this. Right now on this show. If we gonna take points away from O-Red for the slip ups, what gives minus more? Slip ups or stolen bars?
But that's the reason why I have to want to say red one, because it's like you can't
ignore fucking one.
And then on top of that, it's not even the fact that we're saying you're a rhyme biter. Red is incorporating that in his round.
He called it out, my nigga. So listen, the same battle Red called you out for stealing. You said a stolen bar from Mor Midi as your first bar in your first round. Your first four bars, you said, smack, stand by me if you want to see a dead body. Nitty said that already. You started your first round off with a stolen bite. Nigga. How you start a battle off with a bite?
Jesus Christ.
This ain't my opinion. This ain't nothing Danny Myers making up. This ain't nothing Danny hate no ab. No. Danny just call shit how it is. And y'all niggas that ain't seen the battle, you can go YouTube Ab versus O-Red right now and listen to Ab's first four bars. And he says, stand by me. Then go back and watch Rum Nitty versus Clips. I just call it how it is. This motherfucker's a stealer, bro. So when we do the math and the takeaways, O-Red stumbled. But Av bit, and then O-Red turned around and said, you be biting shit. Av, listen, O-Red won automatically. Because he said you be stealing, and in that same battle you stole.
God damn.
Battle's over. I'm sorry.
Yo, there was actually another bar that Av had said, and O-Red was like, I said that. Remember?
Listen, man, this is what I...
Oh, Red was like, yeah, I said that, remember that? And
he's
like,
a fucking biter.
My nigga, Danny, I think niggas be sitting down watching battles like, oh, that was fire, I'm going to steal this shit.
No, listen, Caps.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot, listen... Look at the law of averages, my nigga. I'm not a mathematician by far, but I'm not a dumb nigga either.
Yeah.
You cannot accidentally write the same words on your paper that another man wrote several times. It don't even happen by accident. That don't even happen. I've been writing rhymes since 92, my nigga. And they never accidentally wrote some shit another nigga said. I can tell you what happens. You can subconsciously bite a bar. And any nigga that ever battle rapped knows what I'm talking about.
What would be you heard something to say?
You can hear a bar, and then you really could forgot that you heard it. And you will write it in your battle. I did it. I said something about Split Your Noodle like Lady and the Tramp versus Charlie when I battled Clips, not even realizing that I heard Big T said it.
Yeah, you know
Big T said it. I forgot who he said it again, but he said it, and I wrote it, and not even knowing that I was subconsciously stealing this man's bar, and I'm sitting here admitting it. But that can happen. That can happen. But it can't happen more than once.
Unless the bar is... What about the bar was simple? Like, I don't know off top if someone said it, but I am pretty fucking sure I heard somebody say, let him go like Juice, like Bishop from Juice.
I mean, we heard that plenty of times. Listen, this is why I couldn't give Steams that much credit when he battled me. Because when he said the Olsen twin shit against me, JC said that. But he's like, Steams didn't steal it verbatim. He just flipped shit that I already heard before. Danny Glover, that nigga Steams said something about Danny Glover. And, I already heard Danny Glover bars to me already. I heard the Olsen twin shit. I heard the Audie Boom angle already. I heard the baby mama angle already. Like, this is why, you know, I'm not even to bring up the Steins battle. Niggas gonna call it how they call it. I got me winning for sure. A whole lot of motherfuckers got me winning. But I just don't give props to niggas that either straight up steal a nigga shit or indirectly steal a nigga shit.
Okay, you know what? So look, I want to switch it a little bit. What about angles? About stealing angles? Does that count the same way?
Yeah, I count it. Or
it depend on how they do it.
No, man. If a nigga use an angle, then that's his angle. You can't take another nigga angle and just rap it your personal way.
Yeah, but hold on, Danny.
No, listen with Charlie Rex versus Clips, Lux versus Clips. Rex came with that daddy was a snitch angle first. Am I lying?
No, you're not. So you're saying that
and
Lux
Lux did it. He probably did it better. But that was Rex angle, bro. I don't give props to niggas using niggas. You can battle JC and come up with a dance angle. And it can be fire. It can be funny. But it's somebody. It's not yours, though.
Mm.
It's not your angle. So I don't give props to stolen bars or stolen angles or stolen concepts. Everything I do, I try to be so original with it. Everything you hear me say, you ain't never heard nobody else say it. At least 95% of my material you ain't heard before.
So if a nigga has one angle on you, that's just it.
Yeah, let it be. Let it be. Because I'm not going to battle Charlie Clips and use his daddy was a snitch angle. I'm not going to battle JC and use the dance angle. You remember when I battled JC? What my first bar was? I said, I hate when niggas battle you and use the dance angle. My nigga, I'm not going to get into it. This gun is set to 3-shot burst. It already got a rhythm to it. And I never brought the damn shit back up again. I purposely tell you the angle that niggas use against you, and I'll tell you I don't have to use that. Because a real battler shouldn't have to use some shit that's already out there on you.
But Danny,
you
what
me if... I battle surf and I do a... You keep getting locked up. You a snitch. You get out. You telling me that's my angle?
Yeah.
So are you telling me I should get props for using that angle, even if I do it fire? Should I win that round? No, I automatically should lose that round.
Okay, but on the flip side, what if that's what the fans want to hear?
I don't give them what they... Nah, man. Nah, let somebody else do that. That's not what I'm going to do. I'm getting ready to battle surf and the fans telling me, hey, bring up the gun charges. Bring up the gun charges. I'm not going to do it because I don't need that to win. Whack niggas need that. Let somebody else do it. I'm just not into the business of doing something that's already been done. If I do some shit that's already been done... It was an accident, my nigga. I don't purposely. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Purposely use somebody else's bars or their angle.
God damn, yeah, yo, that shit is starting to catch up with like a lot of niggas are pointing that shit out too.
So I can't do it, bro. And so yeah, Av is a fucking rhyme biter, and niggas can say I'm a hater, but. I'm not hating, I'm just calling how it is because you can't accidentally write that many fucking stolen bars. You can't do that on accident, my nigga. You can't do it. It don't happen. You're a Steeler. You're a Steeler. Might as well be a fucking play for Pittsburgh, my nigga. You fucking stale bars all the goddamn time.
Oh, man.
Yes, yes. Ad has a history of this. Ad has a history of stealing. That's not to take away. Listen, that's not to take away from the man's greatness.
Because
he still is fire, and he still come up with some original shit. But we cannot overlook that you use a lot of other people's shit mixed in there with your shit, and you try to be slick about it. But the thing is, he don't even be trying to be slick about it. He just blatantly do it.
Take your shit and keep it moving.
Yeah, nigga, so
But there's no thing. Like, I'm not gonna lie. One time, Av hit me a couple of weeks ago and actually asked me, like, "Yo, have you ever heard this before or this said like this before?" So that's why it's like I don't see a grown man. It's like, here's my thing about it. Now, I'm gonna tell you my. But hear me out, Danny. Hear me out. Here's my whole thing. I don't see how a nigga could be on a 600,000 view channel in front of a bunch of niggas who all we do is watch battle rap.
Right, right.
And just start taking. I just don't see that happening. It's just like, what? Like, why would you do that?
It happens. It's been happening since hip hop started. How you think LL Cool J and all them niggas was rhyming about rhyme biters? They was rhyming about this shit in the 80s, Caps. This shit ain't new. They was rhyming about this shit in the 80s, my nigga. They always rhyme about, nigga, stop stealing my shit. I punch a biter in the face. Like, it was taken seriously back then. It was taken more seriously when hip-hop first started. Like, nigga, if I hear you say my shit, nigga, we beating your ass. Niggas was getting knocked out for saying other niggas shit.
God damn.
Now this shit done, now it's cool. Now it's cool to do it. No, it's not cool. That's why I'm going so hard right now, Av, because I want him to be great. I want him to be great. I'm not here to hate on him or bring down his brand or bring down his stock or to make niggas hate him. I just want him to say, I'm finna start either stop stealing shit or I'm finna start doing my homework a little more.
Yeah, yeah. Now, I was going to say that. Could it be a nigga just, like, so in tune with not watching battle rap that I don't, I'm going to be real true. I will never forgive Av for this whole Iron Low like I'm anemic bar. I'm not,
he can't be forgiven.
I can't be forgiven. I can't. I don't give a fuck if he heard that shit or not. I will not give him that bar ever. You know what I'm saying? It's like, bro, like, I can't give you that bar, bro. That bar be promoted.
What if I
here's my thing, though. Av got so much original fire shit. I don't even be thinking, like, all right. They don't even be the hardest bars he got. That's why I don't know. I can't just say Av is just feeling like that. He has a lot of original ass shit that I've never heard before. But then he'll throw that two or three in that you did hear.
To me, that'd be killing the whole everything you just said.
Yeah, but is that fair, though?
That shit is poison.
But hear me out, though, Danny. But so if a nigga is spitting, if a nigga manages to get fucking, who knows, 50 bars off the three
miles. Fuck that, Caps! A bite is poison! Let me ask you this, my nigga.
What up?
If a woman makes you a pot of spaghetti, and the whole pot is really spaghetti, but she put one drop of period blood in that motherfucker,
what the fuck?
Are you gonna eat it?
Hell no!
But she tells you, it's only one drop, all the rest of this shit is real spaghetti juice. Ragu.
Oh, you
didn't
fuck
one little
up,
drop
man.
Ain't
going
to hurt.
Yeah, you didn't
you
fuck
see what I'm
up.
Saying? Oh, bite. Listen, my nigga. Listen.
Nah, I'm not, I wasn't saying.
A bite poisons your whole shit.
Nah, but
I don't give a fuck.
Nah, but I wasn't saying get a nigga a pass. I was saying, like, if he's saying he ain't watching these battles, and we didn't watch this.
Man, they all going to say that.
But my nigga, if he spends 50, 60 bucks and you earn two of them,
and if the bitch made 95% of the spaghetti is real ragu, but 1% is blood, it doesn't fucking matter that 95% is real. I don't give a fuck, my nigga.
Hey, yo, Danny, you crazy. Hey, yo, the show about to cut off for real though this time. I'm going to call you tomorrow. We're going to finish it tomorrow.
Hey, for sure, my nigga. For sure. Yo.
Yeah, that's what it is. Appreciate you, Daddy.
Yeah, all right, for sure.
All right, bro.